cousins. The job? Anyway, you said there was only your auntie. Tepic frowned. Aunt Klep Ptah Re was not, on reflection, the kind of monarch a kingdom needed if it was going to make a fresh start. She had a number of stoutly held views on a variety of subjects, but most of them involved the flaying alive of people she disapproved of. This meant most people under the age of 35 to start with. "Well, someone else, then," he said. "It shouldn't be difficult. We've always seemed to have more nobles than really necessary. We'll just have to find one who has the dream about cows." "Oh, the one where there's fat cows and thin cows?" said Petrarchi. "Yes, it's sort of ancestral." "It's a nuisance, I know that much. One of them's always grinning and playing a wimblehorn."
"It looks like a trombone to me," said Tepic.
"It's a ceremonial wimblehorn, if you look closely," she said.
"Well, I expect everyone sees it a bit differently. I don't think it matters."
He sighed and watched the unnamed unloading. It seemed to have more than the expected number of feather mattresses, and several of the people wandering bemusedly down the gangplank were holding toolboxes and lengths of pipe.
"I think you're going to find it difficult," said Petrarchi. "You can't say, 'All those who dream about cows, please step forward.' It'd give the game away."
"I can't just hang around until someone happens to mention it, can I? Be reasonable," he snapped. "How many people are likely to say, 'Hey, I had this funny dream about cows last night?' Apart from you, I mean." They stared at one another.
"And she's my sister," said Tepic.
The priests nodded. It was left to Kumi to put it into words. He'd just spent 10 minutes going through the files with the mistress of the women.
"Her mother was, your late father's favourite," he said. "He took a great deal of interest in her upbringing, as you know, and, it would appear that,
yes, she may be your aunt, of course. The concubines are never very good at paperwork, but most likely your sister."
She looked at him with tear-filled eyes.
"That doesn't make any difference, does it?" she whispered.
Tepic stared at his feet.
"Yes," he said. "I think it does, really."
He looked up at her.
"But you can be queen," he added.
He glared at the priests.
"Can't she?" he stated firmly.
The high priests looked at one another. Then they looked at Petrarchi, who stood alone, her shoulders shaking. Small, palace-trained, used to taking orders. They looked at Kumi.
"She would be ideal," he said.
There was a murmur of suddenly confident agreement.
"There you are, then," said Tepic consolingly.
She glared at him. He backed away.
"So, I'll be off," he said. "I don't need to pack anything. It's all right."
"Just like that," she said. "Is that all? Isn't there anything you're going to say?"
He hesitated halfway to the door.
"You could stay," he told himself. "It wouldn't work, though. It'd end up a terrible mess. You'd probably end up splitting the kingdom between you. Just because fate throws you together doesn't mean fate's got it right. Anyway, you've been forth."
"Camels are more important than pyramids," he said slowly. "It's something we should always remember."
He ran for it while she was looking for something to throw.
The sun reached the peak of noon without beetles, and Kumi hovered by the throne like Hat the vulture-headed god.
"It will please your majesty to confirm my succession as high priest," he said.
"What?"
Petrarchi was sitting with her chin cupped in one hand. She waved the other hand at him.
"Oh, yes, all right, fine."
"No trace has, alas, been found of Dios. We believe he was very close to the Great Pyramid when it flared."
Petrarchi stared into space.
"You carry on," she said.
Kumi preened.
"The formal coronation will take some time to arrange," he said, taking the golden mask. "However, your graciousness will be pleased to wear the mask of authority now, for there is much formal business to be concluded."
She looked at the mask.
"I'm not wearing that," she said flatly.
Kumi smiled.
"Your majesty will be pleased to wear the mask of authority," he said.
"No,"
said Petrarchi.
Kumi's smile crazed a little around the edges as he attempted to get to grips with this new concept. He was sure Dios had never had this trouble.
He got over the problem by sidling round it. Sidling had stood him in good stead all his life.
He wasn't going to desert it now. He put the mask down very carefully.